of the International Secret Police.
Ceiling zero. Ceiling zero. Ceiling zero. Ceiling zero.
Speed Gibson, his uncle, Clint Barlow, and Barney Dunlap, operators of the International Secret Police, are on their way to China via the China Clipper to capture the master criminal, the Octopus. They have already had several exciting encounters with spies of their enemy, but during the stopover at Guam Island, they have no idea of danger when they take a sightseeing drive to the naval base some 12 miles away from the Clipper landing. With them are little Jean Kingsley and her governess, Marcia Winfield, who is also seeking the Octopus, whom she holds responsible for her brother's mysterious disappearance. During the drive, in a particularly gloomy spot of the road, a tire blows out, and when their driver stops the car to repair it, a man, calling himself Mr. X, steps out from the surrounding underbrush and demands the map that Marcia's brother sent her, which partially describes the location of the Octopus headquarters. Barney lunges at the man, and a fight follows.
I got his gun, Clint.
Good boy, Speedy.
Get him back, you guys. I got him. Oh, look out. He's getting away. Grab him.
Get out of the way, Barney.
There he goes.
Quick, Barney. You go that way. I'll follow him this way. Maybe we haven't lost him.
Okay, you stay and take care of Marcia and Ginny, Speedy.
Don't worry. I will.
Oh, hush, hush, Jean, honey. It's all over now. There's nothing to cry about here.
Oh, Marcia, I was afraid Speed and Clint and Barney would get hurt by that awful Mr. X.
But they didn't. Look how brave Speed is. Aren't you ashamed to let him see you crying?
Yes, but he's a boy and in the secret police.
I don't blame you for being scared, Jean. I sure was. If Clint and Barney had been alone, I wouldn't have minded that guy so much. But with girls along, it's different.
Well, that wasn't scared for me, Speed, but for you.
Found him yet, Clint?
Finish up putting on that spare tire, driver. Gosh, I'm afraid he won't have time to get a good look at the naval base at Agana because of all this trouble. Hey.
What is it, Speed?
Down here on the road, some broken glass. That's what made our tire blow out.
Do you think that Mr. X put the glass on the road on purpose?
Sure as anything. The whole thing was planned.
Oh, heavens. I hope we can leave this place soon. There may be more of them in the underbrush.
Yeah, the truth is to try to find them now. Underbrush is pretty thick around here. Why on earth did you tell us you were happy when you didn't?
I did until he shocked me. That guy was as slippery as grease. One minute I was holding him tight, and the next thing he pops me in the eye.
Have I got a shiner?
Well, you're going to have one, that's sure.
Fine thing. What'll people say? I go to look at the naval base and come back with a black eye.
Oh, well, you have the tire on, huh, driver?
Oh, yes, Mr. Barlow. I must just try to the bolts, and then we can go on.
Clint, look at this broken glass. We think Mr. X put it on the road to stop us.
Suffering wang doodles. Can you beat that? But how did he know we were coming along this road?
If we could figure out how the Octopus knows things, Barney, we'd practically have him captured. That man has spies everywhere. I tell you, it's uncanny.
Uncanny and uncomfortable. Why is it whenever anybody gets shot, it's me?
It's probably because you have too much faith in human nature. We might just as well get into the car now. The tire's up.
We can still see the naval base, can't we, Clint?
Afraid not, Speed. I don't want to take any chances on being ambushed again. Next time, there may be more than one Mr. X.
Yeah, for all we know, they may be listening to us right now.
I guess we better go back to the inn, then.
Right. There are several things I want to discuss with you, Marcia, but meanwhile, let's forget the whole thing, huh? We won't talk business until we've had our dinner.
Clint, look at my shiner. The doc did his best to tone it down, but I still had to take a lot of kidding from the ground crew and the flight crew.
Does it hurt much, Barney?
No, not so much now. Say, where are we going to have our little talk?
Head for that door straight ahead. It's the inn manager's office. He assured us of complete privacy.
That's swell.
Is it all right if I come along too, Clint?
I want you to come, Jean. Even though you're a little girl, you've shown a lot of courage and common sense in the past. And until we hand you over to your father, I think you should know as much of our business as necessary. It might help you in an emergency sometime. Oh, it's right in here, please.
Now, this is better. Everybody make themselves comfortable.
It's wonderful to relax, isn't it? Or do you know, Clint, in your profession, do you ever relax?
Well, I certainly do, Marcia. Completely. Otherwise, I couldn't keep going. But we never relax while we're on the job.
It's like Clint never takes off a makeup once you start on a job, Miss Marcia.
But doesn't that take a great deal of care?
Oh, not too much. I've done it for so long, Marcia. I've played everything from grandfathers to babies.
Yeah.
Well, now, to get on to business. I've made a copy of the map, Marcia, up in our room before dinner. So here's yours on the onion skin paper.
Oh, thank you, Clint. Wasn't it fortunate that it was in your room rather than in my locket? If Mr. X had succeeded in getting it, we would have had no clue at all to the whereabouts of the octopus.
Yeah, that's one time old Devilfish slipped up. He didn't know you'd given the map to Clint aboard the Clipper so as Clint could make a copy of it.
How did you know, Barney? You were flying in that other plane when Marsha gave Clint the map.
Well, I... Say, are you turning into a detective too, Gene? What is this?
Now, she asks you a good question, my friend. How did you know?
Speed told me, if you must know.
Oh, you don't miss a thing, do you, Barney? By the way, what are you going to do with that plane once you get it to China?
Rip out one of the gasoline compartments so the three of us can fly in it instead of just two.
You're all going to fly in that plane? But where?
We don't know yet, Marcia, but just because the Octopus has his smuggling headquarters in Hong Kong, there's no sign he'll stay there, particularly after we arrive there. We can use that plane of his in pursuit. Oh, it's perfect for hops around the country. It has plenty of speed and power. We could chase our enemy all over China with it.
Even as far as Tibet?
Particularly as far as Tibet, Marcia. I'm not going to leave a stone unturned in an effort to locate your brother or some clue concerning his disappearance. We must learn just why he became involved with the Octopus and where he is now.
Oh, I hope we can.
Maybe our Hong Kong operator knows something about him, Miss Marcia.
Oh, you can't possibly know how much I appreciate your interest. But I can't be so selfish as to allow my trouble to interfere with your duties.
It won't. Maybe finding your brother will be the way we'll find the Octopus. You never know which way the wind's going to blow in this game.
I think my daddy can help Marcia, too. He knows a lot of people in China.
Oh, I don't want to bother him, honey. You mustn't say a word about my real reason for coming to China.
You've got the wrong idea, Miss Marcia. We're all going to stick together.
All except me. I have to fly that bullet plane alone. When does the Clipper take off from Manila in the morning?
At 6 a.m. Oh, you feel edgy about flying it, Barney, after that nosedive?
Me edgy? Nah. I'd just like to see that octopus try to pull anything now.
Just heard word from my Guam operator, too, that he has failed.
You mean he did not recover the map from the windshield girl?
No. And more, he ran danger of himself being captured. It was only by sheer luck that he managed to escape from Gibson, Barlow, and Dunlap.
He could not get the locket, then?
The locket, yes. But the map was not inside. Probably the girl has given it to Clint, has told him a story.
That is bad.
Do not worry. Their knowledge, the little she can give, will do them no good. But Winfield was more clever than I thought it. I had no idea the map existed until recently.
Perhaps we should not have used him as we did.
Do you question the octopus?
No, master. You are always right. But the map...
At most, they will gain little from it. Most of it is blurred by liquid. But I will take no chances. There is still time to regain the map before our friend. Reach Hong Kong. What have you learned of Dr. Kingsley?
I saw him today. He is looking forward to the arrival of his little daughter.
Does he know anything about Winfield?
No. All that happened before the doctor came to China.
But he has heard whispers of the sudden end of the oil company.
No. The diplomatic circles have no particular interest in such things, master.
Good. They would have known from his sister's cables and wires. But I saw that the communications never arrived in the hands of the authorities. It was I who replied to Miss Winfield's anxious cables. I who assured her that we were doing everything in our power to find him. I signed the consul's name. It was most amusing.
But now that she is actually coming to China, do you think you will be able to put her off so easily, Master?
Should she land in Hong Kong, I will take care of her, never fear. But now I must concentrate on preventing the girl and the secret police from coming to Hong Kong.
What is your plan?
They leave Guam at dawn. Barney Dunlap will again be flying my bullet plane. Fool. He has no fear whatsoever. When I locked the controls of the plane by radio, he stared dead in the face, but still he laughs on, without fear.
Would that you had similar men in your band, Master.
I have better men, with similar courage, and without hearts. But these secret police, Speed, Clint, and Barney, they have hearts. And because of that alone, I shall conquer them.
Granted. However, they come at a most unfortunate time. Our business is at its height. They may interfere.
I have thought of that. I still hope to stop them before they reach Hong Kong. In fact, I have already sent word to our operator in Manila, issuing instructions that their entertainment there shall be supplied by a member of the Octopus Band. It will be most unusual.